A year and a half ago, I was performing stand-up comedy to 10,000 people at Dublin's Three Arena. If you had told 16-year-old me that this was in my future, I would have spilled my super can of Coke all over my bubble-toe Doc Martens. But there I was, looking out through the stage smoke at all these little heads looking back. I'd got my best mate Dave with me, and we were on the bill with a bunch of other comedians. Ever since I'd seen Monty Python sketches as a kid, I dreamt of doing something in comedy. And ever since I'd entertained my family by doing impersonations of my dad eating chocolate, I'd enjoyed the feeling I got when I made a group of people laugh. But this wasn't my sitting room. It was the Three Arena. It's where I saw my first concert as a young teenager, Huey Lewis and the News. Even if they were woefully uncool, after hearing The Power of Love on the Back to the Future soundtrack, I knew I was a fan for life. In fact, I still have the badge I bought at the merch stand that night. I never dreamt, though, that I would someday stand on the same stage as Huey and R. His News. Yet, there I was, all those years later, in a position any performer would be envious of, taking in the sheer size of the venue and what it took to get me here. And it was fine. Like, just grand. Not overwhelming, not life-changing, just grand. I couldn't understand it. Little bits of we should have been coming out with the excitement of it all, but it felt like I was in Harvey Norman's bedding section browsing for a new mattress. The set went well. They were laughing. I know because I was aware of the slight delay in the laughter coming back to me in an arena that big. But as I got into my car after the show, I remember wondering why I didn't feel any real buzz. What was wrong with me? The reason any comic does those terrible gigs where you bomb like hell and regret all your life choices is so that maybe one day, long into the future, you might get a shot at a stage like the Three Arena. Yet, there I was, driving home and already thinking about what biscuits we had in the cupboard. I had no answers to why I felt that way, until the following Tuesday. I was giving a talk on stress and meditation in a well-known insurance company. I was relatively new to corporate work as a meditation teacher. Sure, I had done hundreds of corporate shows as a comedian, but this was a new departure in the wellness area, and I really wanted it to go well. There were 30 people there, and it seemed a lot. The room was shallow but ridiculously wide, and I remember thinking if this was a comedy gig, I'd have been doomed from the start. I gave my talk, and it went really well. The staff seemed to engage with what I was saying, and technically nothing disastrous happened. I gathered up my laptop and bag and headed for the door. As I walked out onto the street, I got this enormous rush. It was incredible. It was like every endorphin available decided to have a party and I was the guest of honour. I think I was the happiest person ever to stand on Tara Street. In fairness, it's not a street you generally associate with happiness.